This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yellow.
Who's in the front?
Brown. What's on the front? A bucket.
Oh, the backhoe, you know. I wonder who's in the front.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. It's the DJV gang. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. So let's start with some good news. Again, those of you who have been convinced by the news media that the world will stop 3 weeks from tomorrow because of Brexit, you might want to rethink that, because already the Asian markets are showing stability. The European markets still a little meh. American early trading on the market show things to be pretty strong. The interesting thing in all of the market conversation that there is today, the German markets are really shaky, because yesterday Volkswagen agreed to pay $15 billion to settle claims in our country and elsewhere. $15 billion, and it'll be in the form of a check to every single person who bought one of those Volkswagens over 2 years. There's, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of them. I know my son will get a check for $5,000, and my daughter will get a check for $5,000, because they both bought those diesel Volkswagens last year, I think it was. Wasn't it earlier in the year? I think early last year, 2015. They're both 2015 cars. So they'll get $5,000. I think everybody else gets $5,000. Plus, if you want the car to be fixed so that it meets the specifications, you can do that. Those who don't want it to meet specifications will apparently have a choice to avoid. They may lose a little value when they trade the car in. But, for example, my daughter doesn't want to, as much as she is all about the environment. She said, this is better because we're using less fuel. They would lose about 4 to 6 miles a gallon with the refurbishment. And this, how crazy, this is the damnedest thing when it comes to government. They want to have, this is what our rules are, this is what it says in the book, and therefore you have to do it. Now, did Volkswagen screw with the regulations? Absolutely. Are they a bunch of no-good-you-know-whats? Yeah, I suppose. I mean, how are they different than lots of other
businesses? But the rules were really hard to adhere to.
They were.
What are you supposed to do?
Asinine. Right.
The government makes rules that you can't...
Yeah. Right. You can't live by.
You can't achieve.
No.
So they say, okay, well, let's just turn this screw
good,
a little bit, and the computer will tell it that we're doing it.
Right, yeah. So anyway, I'm looking at this circumstance, and then I'm looking at the study that's out today on dangerous emissions that supposedly cause climate change. Do you know what the single most effective action that you can take is to reduce the emissions from cars? It's simple. Buy a Volkswagen. If you didn't know that, buy a Volkswagen diesel. It's the most fuel-efficient car that there is.
Or an electric car or hybrid.
Or electric car. Yeah, I'm talking about internal combustion engines, gasoline, diesel.
Well,
the diesel engine is much more fuel-efficient, but you're right. The electric car, obviously.
Not so much.
Hands down. Except for how do they get their power? That's a rigid
exactly. Where was it we were talking about, Doug, you and I were talking about, there was a city somewhere that demanded, like in Denmark or Norway or something like that.
An extra tax.
They were going to give you a tax refund if you bought an electric car.
Right.
So all these people, the whole city. city, half the city is driving around in electric cars. Well, what they didn't realize is that they get their electricity from coal.
Yeah.
So they actually ended up cranking up the pollution.
Messing. Wow. Yeah, right, exactly.
So I can't believe I'm going to ask you guys a question about cars, but I was thinking about it when I was stuck in traffic the other day. So yeah. The electric cars, the ones that you actually have to plug in to charge,
yeah.
And they say, you get 40 miles or 50 miles or 60 miles, whatever it is out of a charge, does that actually take you through the distance or the time spent sitting in traffic? Could you run out of electricity sitting in traffic?
That's a great question.
Thank you. I was worried you were going to laugh at me.
No. Driving expends more energy than sitting does, but sitting still takes charge away
unless
from
you
the
shut
car.
The car off. Shut it off.
In traffic. Because I know, like, the Prius will charge itself as it drives, but right. I'm talking about the ones you actually have to plug in.
Well, these newer cars, like the ones that we have, if you stop at a light, they stop. You have to either push something that kills that, or when you put your foot on the accelerator, it starts immediately and moves. That's supposed to be an environmental thing. It is the biggest load. It's just nonsense because it takes more fuel to start a car than it does to let it idle for up to 4 minutes. And people who don't know that, Richie probably learned that a long time ago mm-hmm. in the car business. But if you let the car idle for 3 or 4 minutes, it burns up less fuel than if you shut it off, and the fuel has to go back in to charge the system again when it sucks up. Say again?
It's a fuel dump when you start the car.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
right.
The fuel injection is a lot more.
That's why when you start a car, whether it's a gas or a diesel engine, you see exhaust because what you've done in the combustion system is take out the extra gas that was left in the cylinders when you shut the car off.
All right, she's glazing over now. I can see.
I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, were you still talking? I'm sorry.
Even though she asked the question.
You asked the question.
A 10-second answer.
I wanted it to be yes, it's the it's 50 miles, or no, you'll run out of gas sitting in traffic.
You will run out of gas sitting in traffic.
Mentally.
Run out of power.
Yeah. So now here comes another study that shows how Americans are back into their love of bigger cars, pickup trucks, sport utility vehicles, because the price of gasoline has gone down. Now it's going back up again. But still, what's been sold since the price of gasoline went down, the number of pickup trucks, bigger cars, like the 7 BMWs, stuff like that, and sport utility vehicles, up 75% mm-hmm. from 2 years ago. Because then they're flying. I went into the Range Rover dealer the other day to try to figure something out. And they're just out the door. There was Richie. Ladies, you will not believe this. I was appalled. The guy who runs the store has become a friend. So he says, come look at this car. I'm looking at this car. And it has all leather seats, which is anathema to me. It has, this is
why?
This, what, leather seat?
Yeah.
That's because it comes from cows.
Oh, please. Anyway, I love my leather seats.
So,
is there an option for Range Rover to not have leather seats?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
No, I don't have them. Anyway, so but the car is finished off by a gun company. Is it Hawkins and Hawkins or Hayward and Hayward? Or, you know who I'm talking about?
No, that's awesome though.
So they built these cars. They cost $240,000. They have gun racks in them. They're all handmade. And this guy said he already sold one. I said, who'd you sell them to? He said a 30-year-old Chinese entrepreneur who has a company in Boston came out, bought it, paid cash for it. And is they only are making 100 of these cars, and this guy's already sold 2 of them out of this dealership.
Holland and Holland.
Okay, yeah. So you can look in this gun racks in the back. They slide them in and out. There's all kinds of fancy stuff in this thing. But because it's made like a Rolls Royce,
wow.
And
look at this.
Are you looking at it?
It's got reclining seats in the back.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff that is really, that's beyond, I just think that's ridiculous. But anyway, that's me. Some people, and they're not only going to China, but they are going to the Middle East and all over the place where they're just,
Wow. People,
it's just, did you look it up, Victoria? Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's grueling.
Really? I wouldn't have one of those.
Well, I mean, not the leather part. I don't do excessive leather stuff either, but I'm just saying the detail really beautiful.
It's all natural wood inside, real wood, just like on the stock of the guns that these people make.
Look at the inlay done on the door handles. That's beautiful.
That's what I'm looking at, too. That's amazing.
Pretty.
looking for a commercial on Range Rovers. Anyway, I just find it excessive and crazy.
My 67 Bronco would drive right over this thing, though.
Yes, it would.
Oh, come on.
No question about it. But imagine spending that kind of dough for something that highlights something that's as offensive as hunting, at least for me, anyway.
That'll stop it.
You know how I am about that. 16 past the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, people in the news. Katherine Heigl is pregnant with her first child, even though she already has two. That's quite the math equation. 2 + 1 = 3, even though this is her first pregnancy.
She adopted.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
She actually, her story for adoption is really cool. She went to adoption right away because she had an adopted sister growing up, and she loved that relationship so much that she and her husband adopted. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Is she, what is she doing in the world of entertainment these days? She's tried to be a movie actress and isn't making it. She doesn't do much in terms of attracting people to movies, it would appear. So what's her future look like? She's going to stay home and
I think,
children?
And maybe Victoria, I might be wrong, but I think she kind of did herself dirty a little bit because she left Grey's Anatomy, and she kind of got, and she left in a bad way, so she kind of got this stigma as a diva because she was doing movies and she was opening them pretty well.
Really?
She had Knocked Up, she had some other ones, but I think she got that reputation of being kind of a jerk, and so then all of a sudden her career just cooled down.
Well, it didn't help when she was bashing Knocked Up after she had done the movie, and Judd Apatow heard about it and was just like, okay, you really don't need to bash the movie.
Do you know who Candace Payne is? Chewbacca mom?
Oh, okay. I know Chewbacca mom. Yeah.
Yeah. She...
call her by her real name, please.
Chewbacca mom. Chewbacca mom. Right. So 1 million Facebook viewers still. People are talking about this.
Seriously?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
She has her own doll now, right?
Yeah. Hasbro has made a doll. 21 after.
Good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The finale of Game of Thrones last night. I saw one reviewer say it was incredible. I know that Richie doesn't watch it, and I know Victoria doesn't watch it, and I know I don't watch it.
I've seen Facebook, you know, people, a lot of people talking about it on Facebook, yes, saying how great it was.
How could you think that kind of violence and horror?
I agree with you on that. It's just too much. I just can't handle it.
The guy whose favorite show ever was 24.
Wow, that was different.
That was violent?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, not like, this is like beheadings and stuff. Like, this is just gore. It's just too over the top.
Right, this is gore. That's the difference.
Like, Conan
24 is violent, but this is gore.
Yeah.
All right, Keith Urban in the background with a story line in this song paying tribute to his wife of 10 years, Nicole Kidman, big country music star.
I don't think this is that song. This one's called Wasted Time.
What happened to the one that you had? Isn't there one there?
There was one that he, I think the first song he wrote was the girl on the TV or the girl on the screen or something like that. Yeah. And it was about her. It was a cute little love song.
There's a video he posted on Facebook, Richie. He did a concert at Gillette Stadium in Boston last night, or down outside of Boston, Foxborough. And then that he was telling stories about his wife. And he said,
picture. He had a picture of the first picture ever taken of them together at Good Day LA for Australians out in LA, and it was so cute. It's not many people get a picture with the person that you end up with right after you meet them.
No. He said, I want to hit you guys with a bit of the journey in these past 10 years for me. And so behind him on the screen was the first photo taken, as Victoria is suggesting, of the two of them after they just met. He told the crowd Nicole was supposed to be there with him, but had held up shooting a film in Australia, so he was getting on a plane after the show to fly there to celebrate their 10 years together.
It's been 10 years.
Romantic, yeah. It seemed like 10 years ago she was still with Tom Cruise.
I know.
How old are their children? Does she have any children with Keith Urban?
She does. They have two little girls.
She had two with Tom Cruise, right?
Two adopted kids that Apparently they don't talk to anymore.
Neither of them do?
The Scientology thing.
Oh. Has Tom got him? Or has she got him?
Yes. No, Tom. Yeah. Yeah. But she has two little girls. Sunday is 7 and Faith is 4.
And Monday is the day after Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. That's nice, though. Nice to have nice love stories to think about and talk about. Yep. Love makes the world go around.
And all you hear is divorce in Hollywood, so it's nice when a couple actually makes it.
Makes it. You're right.
All of 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a lifetime to me.
In Hollywood it is, yeah.
All right. Speaking of people who are famous in weddings and stuff, Kanye West debuting a new video.
We wanted to play you some of his music, but we can't find any that we can actually play.
We can play on the radio, right. So there's a lot of controversy. This guy, I'm not a fan of much of what the president does, but when he called Kanye West a jackass, I thought that was pretty appropriate a couple of years ago, as he is a jackass. But I'll tell you, people love this guy. He sold out the Forum in L.A. in 20 minutes. 8,000
just
fans.
Just to show a video. He wasn't even performing live. He just showed a video.
He knows how to keep him... conversation.
The public, yes, he does. I mean, you're right about that. It's all about keeping people's attention. This one, the video that Victoria's talking about, inspired by a realistic painter called Vincent Desiderio. The piece was called Sleep. Depicts a group of naked people sleeping together. The video, which Kanye says is a commentary on celebrity, depicts lifelike wax versions of George W. Bush, Donald Trump, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, you get the point. All these people laying together in bed naked. George Bush was quick to point out that it didn't really look like him. 28 after on Good Day.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As families take to the water this summer, there is reason for extra caution. Nearly 800 children drown each year, and more than half of those are under age 5. Two-thirds of fatal drownings occur between May and August. New research from Safe Kids Worldwide and Nationwide's Make Safe Happen program uncovers some common misconceptions that are giving families a false sense of security. Safe Kids President and CEO, Kate Carr.
Drowning is silent and quick. Parents need to keep their focus on kids in and around water and change the common misconceptions that can lead to drowning.
One misconception parents believe is that they will hear a child in the act of drowning. The fact is, drowning is often silent with little splashing or yelling. Yet half of parents surveyed said if a child was drowning nearby, they would hear it. Safe Kids suggests that when with a group, like at a pool party, parents choose a water watcher so everyone is clear who is on duty to watch the kids. For more tips, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Victoria and Rich on the radio. Speaking of high, the third skyscraper, the World Trade Center, has now gotten up to the full height of 80 stories. Victoria, can you see this out your window? You live in Manhattan. Can you see the World Trade Center buildings?
Not from my building, but because I'm on the Upper West Side. But if I head a little bit south, then I'm able to see the World Trade Center. Yes,
I'd forgotten that they were putting other buildings in there. There were a lot of people who attended what they call the topping out of 3 World Trade Center, the third of 4 towers that have been built on the site of September 11th. Members of the construction team autographed a 2-ton bucket that had been used to haul concrete. Can you imagine? This is something that blows my mind. Think about this for a second. You're 80 stories up, and there's a crane on top of a thin column attached, riveted to, and bolted to the steel superstructure of the building. So as the building goes up, this crane goes up, and the operator sits on top of this. I'm getting chills just thinking, my stomach getting upset, just thinking about this guy who's sitting in one seat in a cab on a device that is attached to the steel superstructure of this building, and he's got a chain or some kind of a strapping device that goes down 80 stories, hooks to a 2-ton bucket that's loaded with cement, and then he hauls the machine at his direction, hauls that bucket of concrete up to the top of the building. And so that 2-ton bucket was inscribed by the people who have worked on the building, and apparently it's going to be in some proper place as a memorial. They were watching it as it hoisted to the top of this building the last bit of concrete. This building has cost $2.5 billion to build. $2.5 billion. I don't think in 1960 whatever, when they built the trade towers, that together I don't think they cost $1 billion to build. That was then, and this is now, obviously. But I'm more attached to thinking about the this bucket that hauls the concrete up 80 stories to the top of the building, and they put it on floors and stuff. I mean, think about it. When you think, the longest
80 stories is enough to freak me out.
Yeah,
I don't really love heights.
We have one of these going on outside of the window right here of the studios. They're building a brand new building next door to us. And
where? Put it into perspective for me, because
remember that ugly blue building that was the college campus? That was right out our window, that really 1960s ugly blue building. It's
toward
gone.
The highway?
Toward the intersection. Toward the intersection.
Okay, yeah, across from the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They tore it down?
They tore it down.
There's a hotel on the other corner.
And they're putting up a new building. And this is only going to be, I don't know, 15 stories, I guess it is.
Yeah.
And I watch that crane every day because they're only on the first story so far. They've done the parking garage, and now they're doing the first story.
Yeah.
And you can see that crane when you watch the top of it and use the building across the street as the backdrop. You can see it swaying a good 8 feet in the wind, back and forth.
Cranes in New York City tend to not have a great track record, so that always freaks me out.
When I was the ops director, operations man at WEI in Boston in the mid-'80s, there was a hurricane that blew through in the fall of 1985. And I remember being up there with the news department, because that was the news station in town at the time. And obviously we had to be there to take care of the news. And we put a plum into the middle of one of the doorways and watched it as the 90-mile, 100-mile-an-hour wind blew the building back and forth, moving this plum about a foot in either direction. We're sitting on top of that. You know, I think that's a wake-up rising sun call. Ooh! Some people in the news. Blake Lively, speaking out to claims that she was a racist. This is social media at its best, or not. Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. What do you think of this? She joked on Instagram about having an L.A. face and an Oakland booty. There are pictures that go with this. I was trying to use my imagination to be tactful. She's 28 years old. She posted lyrics. Richie, have you got to remember Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back?
Yes.
If we have that handy by there, the trouble that she got herself into was posting the lyrics to this song along with a photo of herself in a very, very, very fitted gown when she was on the red carpet at Cannes. The caption read, quote, L.A. face and Oakland booty. She did not remove the post. Rapper later also came out to defend her, saying that it meant the beauty norm has changed. Blake has her second child is cooking there. I would never want to hurt anybody's feelings or upset anybody. I was celebrating my body. Nice to have curves and not look like you're starving to death. I would say she's very attractive. I love curves like that. Remember when this first came out? Were you, this is, let me think now, Regina. Was that with you? Yeah, we were playing this. We played this.
What year is this song?
This is before us. This is the 80s. This is the late 80s.
1992.
Yeah.
92. Yeah. But I remember the, I remember playing this on the air and having people say, what in the world is that? But this was a standard, frankly. This song set a standard for trash talk on the radio in, I think, in terms of music. Don't you? But it's just a silly song about a woman with a big butt. That's
right.
All it is. Yeah. Yeah.
It is funny how this one song became kind of a cultural phenomenon.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, everybody knows this song. 30 years later, it doesn't matter. Everybody knows
right.
it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's the story of Blake Lively. I don't think she should say. I mean, you're a racist no matter what. Everybody's got a problem
you know what?
With something. Come on.
I'm married to a Latina, and they are proud of their sexuality.
Yep.
And you go to any other country, and women don't look at it. Like here, everybody is, we have to cover up if we're attractive, or, and it's so ridiculous.
Yep.
Or you're a sexist pig if you find a woman attractive. And
or talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we've covered that, or uncovered that. Next, Sheryl Sandberg, who was the Facebook chief operating officer, said she was helped by a lot of women. Her husband died, what, earlier this year, I think it was. Wasn't it?
Or was it the end of last year?
Was it the end of last year?
Yeah, I think maybe, yeah.
She launched a campaign called Together Women Can, driven by her organization Lean In, urging women to help each other in the workplace become allies and not rivals. Isn't that interesting? Megyn Kelly is in this group. Kerry Washington is. Serena Williams, Eva Longoria, Lena Dunham, sharing stories about their female mentors. And that's what's been posted as a result of Sheryl Sandberg trying to put herself into a place of feeling good about herself after her husband died. You know, this brings to the surface something that I find this difficult, Frank, because so many women feel with good reason that they are not respected to the same degree that men are in any number of ways. I mean, go back to the story about the rape, they aren't. That those judges and the stuff that they're getting away with, it's completely disrespectful. So do you blame women who get upset and say they don't trust men in general or specifically because of things like this? I find these sorts of things appalling. And then you think to yourself, oh, well, will they go too far in protesting? What does that mean? What is going too far when it comes to something like this and being specific about what it is that you expect out of life? So anyway, this new women's campaign is aimed at getting women to... And I think there is a lot of this stuff. The reality is that a lot of women are catty, and men are too. You see, that's the other side of it. Men are gossips. I think men are worse gossips than women are.
Well, I would agree with that.
But women sometimes are... There's something... and I don't know, and I shouldn't be the one who says this because I'm not a woman. It'll have no credibility from me, but it might from you if you agree with me. If you don't agree, that's okay too, Victoria. But I wonder about sometimes women protest too much as to the generalities of men and you know, all men are this, that, and the other thing. It's like Venus and Mars. Do you think that's the case, that women are sometimes too critical of all men? And everybody gets put into this category. You know, men, they're all like this. And maybe the same can be said for men. Women, they're all like this.
Yeah, I feel like it comes more from men, the generalizations about women. You know, I think there are some women who, and it's usually linked to some sort of a childhood thing or, you know, daddy issues, as people like to say. But, like, I hear women complaining about men sometimes. I personally don't find that. I don't know. I love men, and I think men are wonderful, and I am very, very fortunate to have so many wonderful men in my life, so I just don't have
that
perspective.
Here we are, Richie, two wonderful men in her life.
I'm not sure whether we were two of the ones you're talking about.
Men in my little girl's life. I remember that song. All right, yeah, that's good. Everything is changing. The mores, standards, that sort of thing are changing, and it's for the better. As far as I'm concerned.
But I do think on the Sheryl Sandberg thing, I do think that it's a wonderful campaign to promote women helping other women.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and there has been a cultural shift, and even to Taylor Swift's squad, and I think as soon as she started hanging out with all of her girls very publicly on Instagram, and they would bake together and hang out and everything,
yeah.
It became a thing. It became cool to have your girl squad. And I think as women are trying to compete and find a way to properly compete in the workplace against men are not the enemies, but other women aren't the enemies either.
Yeah.
And it is a difficult thing to, you know, women talk about having it all and wanting to have it all. They're just waters that women have to navigate that men don't.
I just
think it's a different perspective, different experience.
Meredith has her squad of friends and supporters that she spends a lot of time with. My daughter does. I see it around. It's good. I think that's good support stuff, frankly.
Yeah.
46 past the hour here on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In my rural community, there were two wonderful little tack shops that catered to local horse owners. But our local economic development council offered tax breaks to lure a national chain to our town, and the big store put both local shops out of business. Towns all over America compete to attract jobs by enticing new businesses, often with tax waivers, free land, and other subsidies, none of them available to people who have lived there for years. Is that fair? We all understand the need for more jobs, but if economic development officials would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that this may sound good at a ribbon-cutting ceremony, but in the long term, it undermines the principle of equality and diminishes the whole community.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A federal inmate has filed more than 100 civil actions and lawsuits since he was imprisoned for dealing crack. He has sued President Obama, the U.S. Attorney General, and even the wife of a court clerk. All are handwritten and filled with profanities. But it wasn't until recently that a judge had enough and barred him from filing any more lawsuits. What was the last straw? Probably the fact that some of his lawsuits were filed on toilet paper. That's right. The toilet paper made the inmate's writing indecipherable, so the judge employed a seldom-used law that allows courts to ban lawsuits by prisoners who have filed 3 frivolous lawsuits. Let's be fair. Balancing the right of all citizens to have access to the courts with the need to eliminate abuse of the legal system can be difficult, but I think this was an easy decision. Unfortunately, the judge's ruling only applies to the federal courts in eastern Tennessee, and there are 93 other federal judicial districts. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Do you want to learn English for free? Visit usalearns.org. Our free website offers hundreds of interesting videos and educational activities for learning English online. More than 7 million people around the world have used USA Learns to increase their job opportunities and improve their lives. Use your computer, laptop, or tablet and start learning English today for free at usalearns.org.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick?
If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suggestions, information about what's going on in America as we get ready for a real big-time summer movement. Lots of people on vacation now through the 4th of July and through the summertime. So Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com will be here in a moment. One of the things we're going to solve is where the quietest seat on the plane is. Where some of the great summer food festivals are in America. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here taking your child in for their shots. Maybe you're getting a flu shot. Maybe you're afraid of needles. Or maybe you're just putting off getting a booster shot because you think it's going to hurt. What to do? Trick the brain. Here's the biological science of it. Well, the truth, shots hurt. But there are ways to minimize the pain. Now, according to a recent study in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, before you're stuck with a needle, ask the nurse to apply firm pressure to the injection site for about 10 seconds. The shot will hurt about one-third less. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it has to do with competing brain pathways. The pinch pressure tricks the brain and it sort of misses the sharp signal. Or maybe it's just as simple as the pinch hurts more than the shot. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, it's called World Book, but it's really a thin day in history calendar. Most entries are people born on this day.
No.
Weak content.
No.
World Book. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. At HappyLandAudio.com, you can hear interviews with Hall of Fame artists telling their stories their own words. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com.
Pauline Frommer here from the Frommer Travel Guides, Frommers.com. I'm sure you saw with interest the study that was done. I think it was actually sponsored by JetBlue to identify the quietest seat on the plane. Have you ever thought when you get on a plane, whether you ride the first part of the plane or the back of the plane, do you actually concentrate or think about where am I going to sit that's going to be most quiet?
No, I would assume that it has to do with how chatty the passenger next to you is. I don't know how you do a study on that.
Yeah, I thought what they did was interesting. The study was done by some pilots, interestingly enough, who said travelers ought to find a seat in front of the wings if you want something that's quiet, because behind the wings. For example, if you're on a 737, first 14 rows are in front of the engines, and it's 4 decibels quieter there than if you sit in the back. And also, if you sit in the middle, this is common sense, it's going to be quieter in the middle than it is on the window seats, for sure.
I've also heard it's safer over the wings, because if heaven forbid the plane crashes, that's the most stable part of the plane. That's the fuselage that's going to stick together. So two reasons to sit over the wings, I guess.
Yeah, right, exactly. Strongest part of the plane. Quietest airliner is the 787, the new Boeing plane. It beats every other plane to a fare thee well in terms of quiet ride. I've only been on one once. Have you been on a 787 yet?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Quite quiet. All right, I noticed on the Frommers.com travel guide page, you have a lot of interesting focus on food festivals. This has become quite a phenomenon, has it not?
It has. You look at, for example, the Traverse City Cherry Festival. That gets 500,000 people a year. Who knew there were that many people interested in watching contests where people spit cherry seeds and bake pies? But it does. And they're going to have, like, performances by Billy Idol. Who knew he was still alive? You go to Rockland, Maine. They have contests where they put lobster traps out in the harbor, and whoever can run across the most of them without getting soaked wins. So really fun stuff and introductions to local delicacies across the United States. Berries, clams, you name it, there's a festival for it.
Yeah. I also noticed that you are concerned about the refurbishing of the QE2, Queen Mary 2.
Yeah.
Are you worried about what's going to happen to the ship itself?
Well, they added 50 more cabins. They took away a lot of deck space, so it's going to be a more crowded ship. They're spinning it as great. It's going to be so much more beautiful. We think crowded.
Right, yeah. Who wants to go with especially a ship like that with a lot of screaming kids running all over the place? Check out Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommers.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.